One researcher noted that as many as 90% of brides surveyed reported experiencing some level of depression during their first year of marriage. Another researcher found that every woman she interviewed described an often unexpected feeling of disappointment in the first year after the wedding. Though we've known many brides who haven't had this kind of experience, the letdown feeling is, of course, natural. A wedding is such an incredible high in a woman's life that just about anything that comes after it is likely to pale in comparison. For some, the post-wedding blues are enough to convince them that they've just made the greatest mistake of their lives. Others feel duped, having believed that Mr. Right would bring automatic satisfaction. And still others enter marriage with a relationship suffering from malnutrition, having poured so much energy into the wedding that the relationship has been left starving for attention. If you are like most brides, you're longing for a guide to help you navigate the unexpected unsettledness you may be feeling and to help you invest strategically in what we'll be calling the wet cement year of your marriage. Who are these people and what are they trying to do? My dear friend Bobby Wolgemuth and I are excited to share with you some marvelous principles for building an exceptional marriage. But I first want to introduce you to our husbands, Mark DeVries and Robert Wolgemuth, the authors of the other book you're holding. The Wolgemuths' daughters, Missy and Julie, were in our youth group as they were growing up, and eventually both worked with us in our youth ministry, and so it was only natural that they would ask Mark, their youth pastor, to do their premarital counseling and perform their wedding ceremonies. Soon after their weddings, the idea of a book came up. Having experienced from a whole different perspective what a powerful influence the right kinds of words can have on a couple starting out, Robert and Bobby invited us to join them in creating a resource to fortify couples in their first year of marriage. I want to be clear from the outset that these books are the result of the collaborative effort of the four of us. In one sense, we are four authors of both books. But for the sake of clarity, we have chosen to write each book in only one voice. In the woman's book, you will hear my voice throughout. And in the men's book, you'll hear Robert's. Our dream has been to create a book that, by its very format, would bring couples together and would help them become experts at understanding each other. And that's why we chose to write two different books, one for women and one for men. You'll notice that the chapters have similar titles, but they contain very different material. In the woman's book, we focus on helping you understand your husband and the power of your responsiveness to him. The men's book is designed to help a husband gain perspective on how he can learn, during this first year, to bring happiness to the wife he has married, a fascinating biblical phrase you'll learn more about in chapter 1. What am I supposed to do with this book? As we were writing The Most Important Year, Mark and I met with a group of couples weekly to get their input. What we discovered, delightfully, is that these couples just couldn't seem to stick to evaluating the manuscript. From the very first week, even when the drafts of the chapters were in their infancy, and even when the group didn't agree with what we had written, the book's format led them naturally into working on their own marriages. It's important at the outset that you realize this isn't a book to help you understand the normal man, because the man you married is undoubtedly far from average. It's a book to help you accomplish your mission of becoming an expert on this one man you have been given as your life partner. Here's a process that can help you apply what you're learning to the end that you and your spouse will know and enjoy each other more than you've dared to dream. 1. Feel free to sneak. Among the members of our group, we found that wives had a sneaky habit of reading the men's chapters, and every now and then, even the most reading-resistant man would snoop around in the women's chapters just to see if we were telling the truth. 2. Ask the expert. There will likely be things you read about men in general that just aren't true about the man you've married. When you run across those things, ask your husband's questions like, "Is this really what you think?" and "Is this true for you?" 3. Be the expert. Even if you've only been married a few weeks, your husband may already be confused. You can help him understand and enjoy you.